104.3 The Breeze with Simone. Today I'm chatting with a former Miss USA who was also featured in one of the most memorable Super Bowl commercials of all time for Doritos and has been touted as one of the most beautiful people in People magazine. Allie Landry joins me today. Hello, Allie.
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited to be here with you and the listeners.
We are happy to have you. Now, your story kind of resonated with me because I'm over 40, and you mentioned after turning 40, you were experiencing what most of us do, exhaustion, brain fog, hair thinning, slow digestion, sleep issues. So you got to a point in your life where you wanted to reclaim and take back your health. And that's what inspired you to launch the Reshape Lifestyle platform. So tell me a little bit about how that all came to be outside of that.
That's right. You know, I was actually doing a live television show called Hollywood Today Live. It was syndicated. And so really, you know, all cylinders had to be firing. And I don't think some of these symptoms would have showed up if I wasn't on live television. If I was just doing the carpool, I would, you know, maybe get like tired in the afternoon. But really everything showed up during this time. And I did ask my girlfriends, you know, and I said, you know, I'm experiencing all of these symptoms. And they're like, yeah, we are too. But, you know, we're getting older. Or they would say things like, that's what happens when we age. And I just felt like, what are you girls saying? I feel like you're throwing in the towel. I wanted more for myself. I felt like I was, you know, 47 years young and I had an amazing life in front of me and I wanted to feel energized and excited and motivated and, you know, on the top of my game. But it's one of those things, and you said it, you know, I think most women can relate to this. It's like, and a lot of things are going on with us, you know, inside of our bodies, whether our hormones and so many different changes and effects of the environment. But it's like I was feeling off, right? But it was one of those things where, you know, I wasn't like sick enough to go to the doctor, but I knew I had to do something. And that's when I began my Reshape journey because I just could not sit back and just accept this as what the rest of my life would look like. I knew that I needed to reshape. I knew I needed to do something about it.
And that's exactly it. You know, throwing in the towel is not the answer because you do start to get burned out. But you're right. It's never too late to kind of make that reset. And the older we get, it does take a lot more work. But it's, you know, if we're already advanced in our careers or raised our children, like now is really the time to just make it about you and focus on yourself. And, you know, you think about spring and summer. These are the times to declutter, start fresh. And so what are some ways that we can rid ourselves of what's not serving us and things that are draining our energy?
Well, I think the first thing for us to do is really take stock of our lives. You know, like in the morning, I do a prayer and meditation practice, you know, where I'll sit, I'm looking out at nature, I'm breathing, I'm listening to, you know, a beautiful soundtrack that my husband actually put together because we do it. He also enjoys that meditation. So we do that, and that's really, it's a time when, again, it's like a gift I'm giving to myself, and I feel like I'm able to sort of empty out the clutter in my brain. I call it the hallways of my brain, which is normally overflowing and packed, and I just get to clear it out, take deep breaths, you know, focus outside of myself, right? It's like a cleansing for me. And then after I'm done with that, I journal, because I feel like inspiration comes to me during that little gift of time that I give myself. And I sort of like to write down what comes to me. And then I like to turn it around and say what I'm grateful for. You know, I believe in that gratitude journal daily. I think it resets you. It really changes the way you walk through your life. And then I have a few books that are on the side of me. And I just sort of grab one. And I like it to be an inspirational book or a prayer book or something that's going to fill me up, my heart, my soul, my spirit. So that is a wonderful morning routine that I put into place, a great way to do a spring cleaning, again, of like your mind, your heart, and your soul. And during that time, think about your life. Think about the things that, you know, you want to work on or you aren't satisfied with. But I do think the important time that we are doing just that during that time is not just focusing on the negative things, but because we're doing that gratitude practice, it really puts things into perspective. And then look at it as an exciting opportunity to create this change and really move forward into the life that you envision for yourself. You know, because I've been through so much in my life, I feel like I definitely have a deep realization that life is very short. and tomorrow is not promised. And just, you know, really try to live in the moment and be very present.
And that's so important. I think for all of us now, we've all gone through this pandemic, and it was a great time to kind of reflect and evaluate what is important. What do you need to focus on? And we realized health was very important during this time. And another place to focus on is the area of forgiveness.
You know, I feel like that for me was a huge aha moment. I mean, I was in a situation years ago where I was betrayed in a relationship, and it was very hard for me to forgive. I didn't understand what that meant. I felt like it was giving that person a free pass, like, it's okay, you know? And really, what I realized was that's not the case at all. Forgiveness was releasing me from all of it and allowed me to move forward in my life with positivity and love and, you know, being grateful and all of those things, because that person really could not be concerned at all. They weren't thinking about this every day, and it was really hurting me in the long run. So, and the way I got to that place was, you know, you hear certain things for certain people, and you know, sometimes you're in a certain place, or and it just, those words just like really land on you, right? So I was reading, I do a quote practice where I, on my Pinterest board, I pin quotes based on whatever situation I'm going through in my life. And sometimes someone else's words, you know, really give you a new perspective or a different way to look at things. It's a practice I've done for years. And I read a quote about forgiveness, and it landed on me like a ton of bricks in the best possible way. And I just thought, oh my gosh, I get it now. I get it. Like, I can let this go.
That's perfect. I'm glad to hear that, because that's also very important, because you're right. We often take on so many things, and the person that we've had a conflict with or something that's not resolved, if we can't get closure there, we often have to just find a way for ourselves to kind of close those chapters. So I love this. I love the meditation. I love the journaling and just kind of decluttering and just taking back your own health and being a warrior when it comes to that.
Yes, yes. And, you know, even just for that reset for yourself, I mean, walking in nature, like I feel like I live in a beautiful area where there's really great trees and there's mountains. And even just for me, walking my dog, riding the bike with the kids, and I'm just seeing like the creation and the beauty all around me, it really resets me and puts me in a different state of mind. So that's been a big thing for me. And it's springtime right now, and everything is in bloom, the flowers and the trees. So, you know, it's so great, not only for your health, but, you know, really for your mental well-being. You know, if you're working out in the morning, in the afternoon, just get out and get in nature and do a quick walk around your neighborhood or in a park, or it really changes my day.
Well, thank you. It was great talking to you. And, you know, it's always a good reminder when you hear these conversations about, you're right, it's never too late. Just get it started. You can find Allie Landry at Allie Landry on social media. And you can also head to www.reshapelive.com for more great tips. So thank you again, Allie, for sharing all this with us. And I think, yeah, it's great for our listeners to hear it and be able to start making those choices for themselves.
Oh, I'm so excited for them. And come and follow on the Reshape journey on Reshape Live. I'd love to see all of you there.